Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me, Jeray Williams. And today we have our first guest of the year. I'm super excited. Let's welcome Holly Yunez. And today's conversation is one I'm really excited to share, especially for the moms who know postpartum is about so much more than just getting your body back. And yes, we've been talking about other topics, but you know, I always come back to postpartum because it's just so important to have these conversations. So with Holly Yunez today, she is a doctor of physical therapy who has spent over 10 years practicing in the clinic, with the last several years focused on postpartum, pelvic health, and supporting moms in a way that truly honors the whole woman. Holly is pre- and postnatal strength specialist, a certified nutrition coach, and a mom of three herself. Through both her professional experience and her own journey through pregnancy and postpartum, she recognized a major gap in how women are supported, especially when it comes to healing the core and pelvic floor, strength training, safety after birth, and understanding how nutrition plays a role in hormone balance, recovery, and long-term wellness. Her work is rooted in helping moms heal well, rebuild strength intentionally, and nourish their bodies without restriction, guilt, or pressure to bounce back. Instead, she focuses on sustainable healing, confidence, and helping women feel strong and at home in their postpartum bodies without losing their identity and motherhood. This conversation is grounded. I'm so excited because this is a needed conversation. So with that said, welcome, Holly. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today.
Yes, that was a big introduction. Is there anything I missed or would you like to add before we hop in?
That was fantastic.
You never know how much you do until someone else tells you. You're like, oh, wow, I do all that, huh?
Yeah, right? It's like all coming back now.
Yes. Okay, so my first question, because we don't talk enough about pelvic floor health when it comes to recovery after birth. So why is core and pelvic floor healing so often misunderstood or overlooked in postpartum recovery?
You know, I think there is just such a lack of education around it. There really is not enough education around it. I don't think it's talked about enough. We go to that 6-week like clearance appointment and you're cleared to return to normal activity, but one, everyone has different normal activity and what is really normal activity. And a lot of times, like at that appointment, there's no mention of core strengthening. There's no mention of pelvic floor strengthening. There's no mention of like learning to reconnect your core and your pelvic floor. And there's just such a lack of education and knowledge around it, I think. And so you see these women, you know, even years postpartum really struggling.
Yes. I even know for me, I'm still working on recovering my pelvic floor. Like I try to do like the little exercise, but it really takes time and consistency. That's the thing. Cause like, you know, when life gets like chaotic, you're like, oh, I'll do it later. And the next thing you know, weeks go by.
Oh yeah. Yeah. it takes time and it takes consistency. And I think another thing that's misunderstood is like, you know, even years postpartum, women think it's too late to heal their pelvic floor, reconnect their core, even heal some of their diastasis recti, but it's never too late. You can truly get started at any time and see like big gains.
Ooh, well, can you tell us more about diastasis recti? Yeah, I said it right. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because we hear that a lot, but how do you know if you have it? And then what do you do? Like, do you call a physical therapist or how do you go about that?
So almost every woman, if you've carried a child, has it. And there's just different varying levels of it, ranging from 1 to 4. And it's measured through like finger width and finger depth. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it even on yourself and just see, you know, how far separated your abs are. And honestly, some women probably will never fully heal from it, and that's okay. But what we want to do is rebuild it and just have women feel strong in their core functionally as well and have a great connection with the pelvic floor.
Yes. And then with that, so say someone wanted to go to like physical therapy or anything, is there anything they have to like, because for me, I'm thinking just from the top of my head about insurance, like will insurance cover that for moms, or will moms have to pay for that out of pocket kind of thing?
Yeah. So in the therapy clinic, at least like I'm in the state of Michigan, and therapy is a little bit different in every state. But yes, you can get a script from your OB or your general practitioner and just have them write diastasis recti on it and you can be treated. And then obviously insurance plans are different, but insurance should cover physical therapy. Most insurances do. But there's also a lot of other resources. You know, in the outside world, like I have a whole video showing you how to test it for yourself, and then different programs are offered that you can do to also work on it at home.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for that, because I just learned something new, because I know like as a mom, that's some of the things you think about. Like you don't ever think, oh, let me do it through the OB and talk to them about it and see. So like that.
Yeah, you totally like don't even think about it. I mean, that's what I said. There's such a lack of knowledge around it. I think a lot of people don't even go around understanding that they have it.
Yes. And like what are some common mistakes that people realize? And you know how it's hard, like, you know, you go through a process getting your body back, but then how you mentioned, like, you may have, you most likely have diastasis recti, but then we always think about, oh, let's lose weight or let's go ahead and see what I can do to get my stomach back. When most likely sometimes it's because your core is not ready yet. So it's like, how are we going to get there with how you talk about, like, even with strength training, like if you jump back into strength training too soon and you're going to hurt yourself more than doing good because of your core, because your core is like your center of your body.
Yes. I think there's a lack of, again, just like a full lack of understanding of what the core actually does for you.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because I'm just like, I'm so intrigued. And I know there's moms out there who's like, I don't know anything about how the core is the center of the body.
Right. So honestly, essentially the core helps keep you upright, but a lot of things we want to focus on, especially if you are healing and you may have like a toddler at home or something, it's going, you know, all rotation comes from the core, but also like lifting over your head, anything like that is really, you really need to have a strong core for that. And then I think another lack of knowledge thing too that comes is, you know, you're essentially from that 0 to 6 week mark or 0 to 8 week mark, if you have a C-section, you're told to really not do any activity. When in reality, you can start doing some deep breathing, you can start kind of doing some foundational core work, and you can also start doing some foundational strength training work, kind of body weight, that helps continue to build on that when you are cleared at that 6 or 8 week appointment. But we aren't really ever told that. You're essentially just told to rest.
Yes. And that's where it's like, oh, well, do I do anything or do I start slow recovery? And it also just depends on like how you're feeling as well. I know some people right after they're like, I feel great, I can jump back in exercising. And some people take a little longer, but it's just like, just knowing that you have to start, it's basically like you have to start all over again. Like, it's like you're rebuilding your core after you're having kids. So that's where it's like, wow.
Yeah, you truly have to start all over again. And I like to kind of educate people that you really have to focus on rebuilding your foundation.
Yes, and that goes back into like going into like strength training, like when it's done correctly. So actually supporting healing rather than harming the body. So how could you tell us a little bit about that as well? About, because I know I just mentioned how like with strength training, you have to start back over. But like, how do you know if you're ready for strength training, or if what can you do while you're rebuilding?
Yeah, so you got to start with like the basic functional movements. I think that's, you know, squats, lunges, step ups, things like that. And maybe some things that you don't even realize, but you already are doing them like in daily life. Like I said, yeah, you know, if you're getting on and off the floor, like playing with a toddler, going up and down the stairs, things like that. All of that starts to build the foundation. So you kind of just want to build upon that with simple functional movements in the beginning. And then like a lot of it starts body weight. And then from there, you can slowly, progressively add weight as you feel comfortable, as your body recovers. I think that's the best way to start. But you can start, you know, body weight strengthening 3 or 4 weeks postpartum. You don't have to wait to the 6 or 8 week clearance and then go right all back into it.
Yes. And I love how you mentioned body weight, because we always underestimate the power of body weight workouts, because depending on how you do it, you will feel the burn.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I'm always like trying to do like different body weight workouts, because I know for me, I have younger kids. I have a 2 and a 4-year-old. So if you're working out with weights, you're like, I want weights. So then you have to be creative and be like, okay, let's do no weights. Or if we are doing it, let's do something like super light. So it's always funny to just think like, wow, sometimes the most basic things are what keeps us going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I love that you said you include your kids as well, because I think as moms, we have a hard time. A lot of women I work with feel super guilty, you know, that if they go to work out, they're taking time away, like not being with their kids, or if they are working out, they're not fully focused on their kids. But truly bring your kids along with you and they'll understand what it's like to care for yourself and they'll get into it.
Yes, because my kids, even though I'm not going to lie, it can be pure chaos sometimes and you don't finish the workout, but it's just like, okay, well, we did something together. But then also making sure that sometimes I'm like, okay, let me find me a workout I can do without you guys, which is why also I'm just like, okay, now I'm looking into like, maybe I should go to the gym membership, because if they have childcare, you can sit in there, they can work out, you can work out, enjoy your class while they're playing. And that's another way. So it's like, I'm trying to learn how to find the balance working out with them and then actually doing it for myself so I can finish it and actually be like, yeah, I didn't have to tell someone to stop in the middle of the
right. I know. That's super nice. But I think a lot of times, you know, we think that like the workout needs to be perfect or we need to finish like the entire thing, when really I like to say, you know, consistency over perfection. It's all or something mindset versus like all or nothing.
Yes, and finding other ways too, because I know I recently found like even dancing, like putting music on and dancing or cleaning up, that's actually physical activity, that's actually technically a workout. So I was like, oh, I never thought like cleaning up is kind of like a workout. So then if you don't work out that day, you're like, well, if I cleaned up, technically.
Yeah. Find movement that you enjoy too.
Yes, we had the right music playing. It's going to go great. Okay, so now we talked about the physical therapy side of things, and now you're also a nutrition coach. So also, let's talk about some nutrition tips. I know I've interviewed other moms who are nutrition coaches, but I always love to see each person's perspective because everyone thinks differently. So let us know, what's your thoughts about nutrition postpartum wise, and how would you recommend having healthy meals?
Yeah, so you really have to understand that your body postpartum, after you've had the baby, is really in depletion. We call it postpartum depletion, and essentially everything is kind of, you know, so low. Your hormone levels are low, everything. Your body just went through like a wild ride. And so you really have to look at food as fuel. And all of the food that you are putting in your body, that's nourishing your body to healing. You know, and especially if you're breastfeeding as well, that's going to cause even more depletion. And your body tends to go into like fight or flight mode, because you can be so depleted if you do start to restrict. And that's going to lower your metabolism. And that's kind of where they say like, oh, the fat loss is stuck, or like my postpartum weight is still on. So you really have to look at food as fuel. And I think a lot of people misunderstand the amount of calories that you really should be eating postpartum, especially if you are breastfeeding.
Yes, most definitely. Because, woof. Yeah, I'm just reflecting back on my own days. Like, yeah, and then sometimes you're hungry, sometimes you're not, but still trying to like find some type of fuel in your body so you get energy. So it's just like, oh, what are some ways that, I don't know, do you recommend like a meal prep, or do you, I also know like for me personally, I do like staple items. So everyone does like meal prep differently. So how do you do yours?
So I do like to meal prep. I like to meal prep a couple of things for breakfast, because breakfast is always chaotic. If you're getting like all your kids' breakfast at the same time, you got to be out the door at a certain time. And I keep it very simple. I keep it pretty much the same for like months on end until I get sick of it. But I also think a really good way to go about it is prep just like a few certain items. So I kind of call it like the 2-2-2 method, you know, prep 2 protein items, prep 2 veggies, and that can even be frozen veggies. You don't need, you know, microwave them for 3 minutes. And then prep like 1 or 2 carb sources. So it can be like rice and noodles, or like rice and sweet potatoes, things like that. And then you just have items that you can pick and pair and mix and match and put them in a bowl. And that can be your lunch, that can be your breakfast, but it's really easy and you can mix and match whatever you're kind of feeling that day.
Yeah. Oh, I like that 2-2-2 method. That's really, I like that. I'm gonna have to remember that, because I redid my whole meal prep strategy. So now I'm like, oh, that could be something cool. I just think about like 2-2-2 kind of thing, because I know recently, not to go on a tangent, but I like basically rebuilt our whole meal prep system in the house. So I made like it's like a food menu now. So like, depending on the day, it's like, oh, this is what we're having, versus trying to be like, oh, what are we going to eat for dinner? Or like always thinking too, like you can make you like a little charcuterie board, like how you have 2-2-2. Like if you have a vegetable, you have a fruit, you have a protein, you have a carb, that can make a sustainable meal too. Even if you're like, I don't know what to eat. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And then something else that I have found also helpful, like within our family, is sometimes we'll do, so like Monday, every Monday of the month is like Mexican night or something. Every Tuesday of the night of the month is like bowl night. So you're putting everything in a bowl. Every Wednesday is like Italian night, and kind of like a meal planning matrix. Take some of the decision fatigue that comes around dinner.
Yes, because dinner, by the end of the day, you're like tired. So you're going to be like, I don't know what's for dinner. But I like how you do the, because I thought about that too, like how you do like a theme of the month. But for me, I'm just like, consistency for me for it. So I'll be like, I don't want that. I don't want that this Monday. So then it's like, the next thing you know, you're going down a hill. So
yeah.
But I love that. That's another idea that people can think. Like, there's so many different ways that you can prep food. It's just not one way where you prep the food for the whole week and just eat the same thing. It's just like, you can have fun with eating, and you can eat healthy and still have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So how does your work support healing from inside out? Not just physically, but emotionally as well.
So one, we want to focus on kind of, I know you said not physically, but one comes, you know, focusing on building the core from the inside out and really strengthening all of the core muscles around it. But a big thing is, you know, getting away from the bounce back culture and respecting your body with what it just went through, understanding that you really can get back to a place that you feel confident in your body, and your body is never going to be the same because you just had a baby or multiple babies. But you truly can get stronger even in motherhood as opposed to before motherhood. And I think just understanding, having women understanding the mindset that they can feel confident and strong in your body again.
Yes, absolutely. I love that too. Thinking that, you know, you just have to start from where you are and then go along with the journey. Sometimes that's just finding a nice, cute outfit that you can fit, like you changing out your closet and redoing your wardrobe. Like even I know for me, I tried to hold on to my person. I tried to hold on to clothes for like 2 years thinking, oh, I'm gonna eventually get back into them. But then I learned to accept like, okay, maybe you're not able to fit those anymore, but just go get some new pair of jeans that you can fit that you really like. And that's what encouraged me to like, it's okay if you're not in your old size, like just find your new style and just wear clothes that feel comfortable, because you don't want to try to rush back into clothes that you used to wear and you're uncomfortable in them. Like imagine wearing a t-shirt that's too tight and then you're just like self-conscious the whole time, like is my stomach showing? Or it's just like finding ways to make yourself feel comfortable in the season that you're in and just love yourself within it. Like, you know, if you get back to it, that's okay. If not, that's okay too as well. So I love that you said that.
Yeah, and I think once you can take the pressure off of yourself as well as like get away from the number on the scale and feeling guilty and things like that, your aesthetics will follow, and they'll follow in a way that is like a lot more successful and a lot less stressful.
Yes. And then my next question for you, just from my own perspective, recently I have learned that instead of so you know when you have kids and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna start working out that first. Then for me recently, I've learned, no, you have to focus on getting sleep first before you can like work out. So I wanted your thoughts on like how would you prioritize for moms who are just like, okay, where do I start? Do I start with focusing on my nutrition? Do I start on sleep? Do I start on working out first? Like, what would you recommend them so that they could just kind of have some kind of starting point?
Yeah, I love that question. I think I would say the nutrition aspect and really learn to fuel your body first that way. And then, you know, sleep is going to be hit or miss depending on how old or young your baby is. And I think the nutrition thing is something that you can really control. You can plan it out. And then I would say, you know, from there, just try and focus on like 10 minutes a day. Take some time to do like some deep breathing or some core work. And then, you know, if you find yourself like having a little bit more time, can you add in some foundational strength training and things like that? But I think the nutrition thing would be number one.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, I love to cook. I had to learn that, you know, you can make the kitchen fun and you just find new meals and stuff like that. So ever since I figured that out, it just fixed. I feel like you were talking to me because I'm like, nutrition now has been my thing. Like I'm trying different meals and just like sometimes I make it a family thing. Like now my kids, like they'll eat like peppers or like I like red onions. And then I was like, they're more likely to eat things as well because yeah. They cooked it versus like if you just cook it and put it in front of them, they're like, I worked and did that. And if you have young kids.
100%. And then even some of like the breathing activities that I offer, you can literally do them like while you're driving. So, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, you can do some breath work even while you're driving.
Yes. Where would they find these breathing activities at? I can also put in the link in the description, but how else will they?
Yep. So you can reach out to me on Instagram and I offer a free month of postnatal strength training, and I have exercises within that as well as a YouTube video that going through a breathing series that can be done anywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm definitely going to put that in the description as the Instagram, Holly's Instagram and the YouTube channel as well, so that you can look at it. And sometimes, you know, put your AirPods in or your headphones and take that moment and you're going to feel refreshed just from taking that time for yourself. And before we close out, because, you know, me and Holly can sit here and talk all day. What would you say to a mom who feels like she'll never feel like herself again?
I want to say, you know, it is absolutely possible to feel like yourself again and even better. You know, you want to give yourself grace, but I want you to know that you're capable of more than you think and that self-care is not selfish. And even a little bit of consistency showing up for yourself is extremely powerful and it will warrant great results. But, you know, motherhood and postpartum is not easy and it brings about a new challenge every single day, but you can truly get there and you're capable of doing so.
Oh, yes. That was so beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Holly, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. I really appreciate it. I feel like you were talking to me as well, because there's always things that you can learn how to do. But yes, and her information will be in the description, in the podcast description below. So make sure that you click it and you follow her and support her journey, because she's absolutely amazing. And until next time, everyone.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.